HarperCollins presents Night of Power, The Betrayal of the Middle East by Robert Fisk. Read by Tim Bruce and Kit Griffiths.
For Nellifer.
We sent it down in the Night of Power. But how can you know what is the Night of Power? The Night of Power is better than 1,000 months. In it the angels and the spirit are sent swarming down by their lord's leave, attending to every command. Peace is that night, till the break of dawn. The Quran, a new translation by Tarif Khalidi, Surah 97, verses 1-5. Forward, by Patrick Coben. I first met Robert Fisk in Belfast in 1972, at the height of the Troubles, when he was the correspondent for The Times, and I was writing a PhD on Irish history at Queen's University. I was also taking my first tentative steps as a journalist, while he was rapidly establishing a reputation as a meticulous and highly informed reporter, one who responded sceptically to and rigorously investigated the partisan claims of all parties, be they IRA or Unionist gunmen, British Army officers or government officials. Our careers moved in parallel directions because we were interested in the same sort of stories. We both went to Beirut in the mid-1970s to write about the Lebanese civil war and the Israeli invasions. We often reported the same grim events, such as the Sabra and Shatila massacre of Palestinians by Israeli-backed Christian militiamen in 1982. But we did not usually travel together, because aside from the fact that Robert liked to work alone, we wrote for competing newspapers. When we did share a car during the wars, I was impressed by Robert's willingness to take risks, yet to do so without bravado, making sure we had the right driver and petrol that had not been watered down. One reason he had so many journalistic scoops, such as finding out about the massacre of 20,000 people in Hama by Hafez al-Assad's forces in Syria in 1982, was that he was an untiring traveller. One friend recalls, "He was the only person I'll ever know who could almost effortlessly make up limericks about the South Lebanese villages while he was driving through them." A deadly serious reason lay behind his visits to these villages. When I was a correspondent in Jerusalem in the 1990s, they were the target of repeated Israeli airstrikes, which the Israeli military would declare were solely directed at terrorists, and if there were any dead or wounded, they were invariably described as gunmen, not civilians. Almost nobody checked if this was true, except Robert, who would drive again and again to these same shattered villages and report in graphic detail about the dead bodies of men, women and children, and interview survivors. When Israel stuck with its denial of responsibility, he would unearth further evidence in the shape of videos and travel to America to show arms manufacturers fragments of their missiles that had torn apart some Lebanese community. Robert was suited to Beirut, with its free and somewhat anarchic atmosphere, a place always on edge, and its people, Lebanese, Palestinian, exiles of all sorts, born survivors, though sometimes the odds against them proved too great. He had a natural sympathy for their sufferings, and a rage against those who inflicted them. His sympathy was not confined to present-day victims. For decades he wrote about the Armenian genocide, carried out by the Ottoman Turks during the First World War. He would publicise long-lost diaries and documents about the mass slaughter of an estimated 1.5 million Armenians, stories other correspondents felt were far from the conventional news agenda, and better left to historians. But Robert was more than a journalist cataloguing present-day developments and woes. He was a historian, as well as a reporter, who wrote, among many other books, The Great War for Civilization, The Conquest of the Middle East, and now The Night of Power, The Betrayal of the Middle East. I never finished my PhD in Belfast, because the violence became too intense for academic work. But Robert did get his doctorate from Trinity College Dublin for his thesis on Irish neutrality in the Second World War. He was more than a person who covered the news, since his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?